The Nedbank Cup serves up a classic. David versus Goliath, the battle. Cardoso from the spot.
Hello and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This is your show where you have the first and final say over the weekend's results. Kaizer Chiefs only found the back of the net in extra time as a result of a penalty during the round of 16 clash against ABC Motsepe League side Majak FC. Chiefs won 3-0 and have progressed to the quarterfinal stage of the competition. I'm your host, Debo Mkonyana, and here are some of your reactions.
Sokala Duma Radio.
It's kind of cheap to advance in the Netbank Cup of 2019. Final score, Magic No, Chiefs 3 in extra time.
Very happy just because my team has won today. No matter what can I say, in my mother tongue, I'm going to say that Kaizer Chiefs 3-0 with 3 sacks. Epa, Nerekama Juice, Limpopo, so. Thank you very much.
I think I'm a cosa lalil. Siangoba Linde, Belaganjai.
Oh, now I'm flower, now Hambang at triples about fear of final. Pinza bites out if Zanz Velema pick and Zonga Zapumele, man. Jabo Kaizer Chiefs.
My opinion about Kaizer Chiefs is that if it can go down to Vela Golden League or the ABC Belly, show that it will never go up.
Yabona nje Kaizer Chiefs uma ingadlala kahle idlale ngabadlali abadlali ayingajaji team ezodlala nayo masithi zokufaka abadlali kade bengekho last match ifana nje abadlali ade bedlala kahle konke lapho kolungake. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, I think Kaizer Chiefs played very well. It's only that the finishing was a problem. That team was too defensive. But well done to Kaizer Chiefs. They played very well. Hope they win next round. Kusi for life.
A mediocre performance by Kaizer Chiefs. I think Magic FC deserved the win. They played well. They played like true champions. And I don't think Kaizer Chiefs will win this.
Hi there. Well, the Kaizer Chiefs are set for the next round. But I cannot say that I'm happy that they needed an extra time to come out on top against the third tier team again. They've been wasteful in front of goals, which called for the elimination of those superfluous strikers who can't even score a tally of 10 goals combined. We need quality players.
We are happy for the win, but I think Bobby Ntaung must pay his young or traditional healer, because if you can look, we missed clear chances. Can't miss clear chances like this. Leonardo Castro used to score these simple goals. You can't depend on extra time every time. You really need this Nedbank Cup, please.
Hola. Magic FC fight a lot, but the stage was too big for them. They contained Chiefs 90 minutes, but extra time won't carry them because of the experience that Chiefs have to expose them, especially on the first half of extra time.
Good evening, soccer family. For me, Kaizer Chiefs have been struggling when it comes to scoring goals, so I'm happy they managed to score 3 goals, but they must make sure that they keep on pressing, you know. I think on the striking force, we really need to get some new strikers who will challenge the likes of Castro, Billiard, and Moon, so they can have a challenge and a competition, you know. Seems like they don't have competition, hence they are so relaxed. So I'm quite happy we managed to proceed to the next round. I just hope we'll get a stronger team so we can perform to our best, you know, because these small teams, you know, they are giving us a tough time.
Hi, my name is Lifted Rulani. I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan, but man, let's be honest, the Chiefs are going downstream the way things are looking. Not only this season, even last season, and the season before last. They are not spending enough, according to me, to get quality players. You know, the team that we played against today were supposed to win the game very easily, more especially tactical discipline. I think Chiefs are more tactical disciplined than Magic FC or whatever. But it looked like Magic FC were Kaizer Chiefs if you looked at the game. You know, it looks like Magic FC were playing at the higher level and Chiefs were coming from Vodacom. It sucks, man. For someone who loves Kaizer Chiefs, I think Kaizer Chiefs needs to start spending. Buy quality players instead of picking up these cheap guys.
What I can say about Kaizer Chiefs is, as you see, the position they are lying on, the log standing, PSL log standing, it tells you a clear story that their competitors are no longer in the PSL, the Premier League. They are there in the Motsepe League and NFD, have you seen in their last previous result against the Miners, which means they no longer belong in the PSL. Okay.
I think Chiefs is really doing a great job. Never mind the draws in this Nedbank Cup, because first one we drawn against that team, and then we went to extra time and then we won. Even yesterday when we were playing the Magic, you must remember one thing, that these teams actually, when they come and play against Chiefs or higher teams, Chiefs, Pirates, Sundowns, they go everywhere. They go everywhere, they train hard, they practice hard, because this is it's a sort of an interview for them. It's an open space for them where they can showcase their talent. Even their coaches and their technical teams tells them that they should do everything, they should give it their all. So I basically think Chiefs did great. It was a good football.
And that's it for today's show. Coming up this week, we have the Sport Pisses sit down with Doc Kumalo. On Wednesday, we have the Big Issue. And as always, you can pick up your edition of the Sokola Duma paper for only R3.90. On Friday, we'll have the weekend special as always. For more fan reactions on this weekend's games, visit the Supporters Club page on the Sokola Duma website.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.